for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Friends, I cannot begin to express how incredibly excited I am to tell you that this show is once again sponsored by none other than AG Trap House. If you love art, you need art in your home. That's where AG Trap House comes in. Browse their online store for incredible prints, stickers, blankets, shirts, and more. All featuring the art of Brooklyn-based artist and radio producer Conscious. This is the art your home has been missing. A few months ago, I visited the studio and walked away with a beautiful piece of art at an absolutely affordable price. AG Trap House is looking for art lovers. We think that's you. The links to their website are in the notes for this episode and on our website. Our huge thanks to AG Trap House for their support. And now, without further ado... welcome to Accession. Today, we're at the Ogden Museum of Southern Art in New Orleans, Louisiana. Now, normally this is the part where I would guide you through the twists and turns of the museum, so you're standing right in front of the piece, ready to go, but full confession here. I don't actually remember where in the museum it is. We saw hundreds of thousands of works of art on the road trip this summer, and I can tell you the location of each and every one of them, but somehow, this one escapes me. So instead, I recommend that as you enter the museum, you take a minute to say hi to the fine folks at the desk on your left. Tell them you're here to listen to a podcast, and that you're looking for Ogden Museum of Southern Art, accession number 2000.5, Benny Andrews Baptism Study.
God's gonna trouble the water. Come on, wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Jordan's river is deep and wide. God's gonna trouble the water.
Meet my brothers on the other side.
God's gonna trouble the water. Way in the water.
Tight to my mama's hand as we walk, slowly, step by step to the edge of the water, my white gown catching the breeze off the river's edge. Despite the bright sun and the heat of day, the moment my toes touch the water, I feel a chill run all the way up my spine. How could the Reverend wade out there with not so much as a flinch? My mama lets go of my hand. I step into the river, and the mud of the riverbed reaches out to take my feet. I feel the squishing between my toes. The mud is smooth, even soft, but imperfect. A pebble, a rock, a branch, a weed. The riverbed is smooth, but imperfect, and so am I. With the shock of the cold water, the world turns white around me. It's me, the Reverend, the water, and the sun above. I wade towards the Reverend, his eyes closed, looking towards the sky, his arms raised high. As if he knows, his eyes open as soon as I reach him. He smiles at me and reaches out to place his hands on my shoulder and turns me around.
My beloved brethren and sisters and friends.
Amen.
We are down here on the banks of this Jordan this morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Symbolizing the death and the resurrection.
Yes.
Here in the presence of God and all the holy angels and these witnesses.
Yes.
In water, I believe a child of God is born again.
Yes. Yes.
I said in water, I believe a child of God is born again.
Yes. Yes.
To be baptized, clothed in water, out of sight, and then brought back in sight.
Yes.
See, it is as much natural for a little duck to desire water as it is for a man to desire water.
Yes. Yes.
Whoa,
take me to the water. Take me to the water. Take me to the water to be baptized.
Oh, beyond. To the commandments,
yes.
I baptize you, my sister,
yes.
on the confession of your sins.
Your sin.
In the name of the Father,
Father.
And of the Son,
yes.
and of the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I said,
none but the righteous. None but the righteous. None but
baptized.
I feel his hand raise high above my head, and the other come around in front of me.
Are you ready?
Before I have time to answer, I feel him hold me underwater for what feels like forever. I feel my feet kick up out the mud, and what few clumps stick wash off in the flowing water. I hear the rush of the water past my ears and the congregation singing on the bank. I see the bright light of the sun coming through the river water and my closed eyelids. I feel weightless. I feel clean. I feel healed. And it feels like forever before the hand behind me pushes me upward.
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Name above all names, worthy of our praise. My heart will sing how great is our God.
How great, how great. I still remember it like it was yesterday. I made a promise that day to myself, to my God, to let the river guide me, carve me by its will, and clean me all the while. I think that day I still was a bit afraid. I thought I might drown in that river. But it did just the opposite. It saved me. And now I've been by these waters, seen so many go into these waters. It's just a marvelous thing. The river is here for all. Any who wish to go down to it, to wade into those waters, to make the promise we all made. And there's always a river. Flowing water, life. How great, how great.
Name above all names,
worthy
of our praise. My heart will sing how great is our God. How great.
In honor of Benny Andrews, thank you for baptizing the world with your paintings. Thank you for dedicating yourself to the group Working for Change. We dedicate this piece to you.
thank you so much for listening to this month's episode of Accession. This episode was written by me, T.H. Ponders, produced by Keisha T.K. Dutess, engineered by Conscious, and recorded in the beautiful Bonfire Studios in Bushwick, Brooklyn, New York, New York. Our vocal director and the voice of the young woman was Jeanette Berry. Check out her latest EP, Solivagant, on Spotify now. The voice of the Reverend was Stephen Strickland. The voice of the older woman was Yanni Smith, creator and writer of Harlem Queen, an incredible audio drama about the life and times of Madame Stephanie St. Clair, numbers queen and patron of the Harlem Renaissance. This one comes personally recommended. I've listened not once, but twice. The other members of our choir were Mel Flannery, of the feminist grunge band It's Just Pythons, Jason Randall Smith, host of Both Sides of the Surface, which broadcasts Fridays on Bonfire Radio, Noonie Green, and of course, Conscious TK and I were singing along too. We had an incredibly talented cast for this episode, and they all do so many amazing projects, so please take a moment to visit our website and look at all of their amazing work. We've included links to all of it in the notes for this episode. Speaking of which, we wouldn't be able to work with such incredible talent and pay them what they're worth without the support from our listeners. That's you. The easiest way to support the show is with a small contribution on our Patreon. Just $1 a month gets you access to bonus episodes, art and travel essays, and behind-the-scenes specials. All of that for just $1 a month. And we're just 3 patrons away from reaching our first goal, which unlocks a mini-sode on the world's largest hat. That $1 goes so far to help sustain and support this inclusive Hope Punk art history podcast and independent radio. Join so many other incredible fans like Ella, June, Alistair, Megan, and Alan, just to name a few, in making Accession possible at patreon.com/accessionfm. As well, we have the winners of our first ever giveaway. This month, at Stephanie Ant on Twitter has won a copy of Jed Pearl's Calder biography, and at That Hoopy on Instagram has won a signed Season 2 art print. And shoutouts to Jeff, Charles, Podgeek Sadie May, and so many others who tweeted about our last episode. To be entered in the next drawing, all you have to do is tweet about the show or post to Instagram with the hashtag #AccessionHomeward. You might win Coming of Age in Mississippi by Anne Moody, a wonderful book that I read in preparation for this episode, or some Season 2 stickers. This episode features music by Blue Dot Sessions. Our Season 2 art was made by the incomparable V. Silverman. Our theme music is played by Mike Harmon, with recording and production from Casey Dawson. Accession is produced by me, T.H. Ponders, and Anna O'Daniel. Our executive producers for this season are Charles Gustine and James Oliva. The next minisode, Welcome to Joshua Tree, arrives right here on this feed on March 12th. Until then, you can find us on social media at AccessionFM and can find the show notes, pictures of the art, transcripts, and so much more on our website at accession.fm.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.